It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It was a violent day of voting in Venezuela yesterday. Citizens went to the polls to pick delegates for a new constituent assembly. It's tasked with rewriting Venezuela's constitution, and it's widely seen as part of President Nicolas Maduro's plan to strengthen his party's power. Maduro's move sparked months of protest and political opposition from those who fear that the country is headed for a dictatorship. Protests yesterday killed several people, including one pro-government candidate for the Constituent Assembly. Anatoly Kermanayev is a Wall Street Journal reporter in Venezuela, and he says it's increasingly hard to distinguish what's behind the various acts of violence.
The Attorney General Office says 10 people died in the unrest, including one candidate in the eastern state of Bolivar. Keep in mind that Venezuela is a very dangerous, violent country, normally a second highest homicide rate, according to UN. So it's often very difficult to separate what's protest-related, what's political violence from general unrest in the country. This is especially true in the provinces where most of the deaths occur because there's very little independent media left, there's a lot of paramilitary activities, a lot of intimidation, so very little evidence, recorded evidence of what's going on. But we can tell for sure that this was a very violent day, and in fact, the most deadly election in Venezuela's recent history.
And this candidate for the Constituent Assembly who was killed, Anatoly, do we have any indication that person was targeted because of politics?
No, we don't have any indication that this would happen. So far, early signs show that this was a robbery, a garden variety of robbery. As I said, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people die here in gang-related violence here every year. There has been violence on both sides. Many National Guardsmen, policemen, shot dead by protesters, but the vast bulk of the violence has come from pro-government groups, from security forces, just because the firepower is so unequal. The government controls, of course, all the arsenal. You know, for every death of a pro-government candidate, it's been about 10 to 15 deaths of opposition supporters, which, of course, doesn't justify any violence whatsoever, but does make you realize just how uneven the playing field is here in Venezuela.
So this new Constituent Assembly is just about in place. It was almost a foregone conclusion at this point. Opponents see it as a way for Maduro to tailor make the Constitution to his liking and extend his power. Is there an off-ramp to this situation now that he's pushing ahead?
The important thing about what happened yesterday in Venezuela is that for the first time, the government just made up a number. I mean, this is unprecedented. And the shock in developments, the socialist governments of Venezuela, you know, they've been ruling for 18 years, and they have won more than a dozen elections. As years went by, they increasingly resorted to changing the playing field, to intimidating opponents, to changing dates, etc. But when the election day came, these elections were always valid, and people always expressed their will. The government has crossed a very important Rubicon. You know, we are no longer talking about the troubled democracy. This is now, well, I suppose dictatorship is the only word left. So you know, there's a lot at stake here now, and a lot will depend on what will happen in the next week or two.
So Anatoly Kermanayev, you mentioned that the next week or two are critically important. What are you looking for?
Well, as early as today, President Trump is meant to announce new economic sanctions. The important thing to look for is what happens behind the scenes. The opposition and the government, they are meant to work out some sort of agreement now. How this new assembly is going to work? When is it going to take office? Where is it physically going to be based? Whether they will dissolve other institutions against them? All this will now be under negotiation, and that's where the real political transition will come in Venezuela.
Anatoly Kermanayev, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Anatoly Kermanayev is with the Wall Street Journal in Venezuela.